Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, and you can join us here to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. There's a high school walkout that occurred, I guess it was today. Yeah, it was today. In Missouri, over the use of a girls' locker room by a transgender student. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online as well. Don't forget to visit us at freetalklive.com. We've got archives of the show and more, all there, completely free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. KMOV.com reporting that more than 150 students, that's a pretty big walkout, walked out of the Hillsborough High School over a dispute about the use of the girls' locker room by a transgender student. The walkout lasted for about 2 hours. Roughly 30 to 40 people showed support for senior Lila Perry, who wants to use a girls' locker room during gym class. Perry was born a male, but said she has identified as a female since age 13. Perry said, quote, "There's a lot of ignorance. They're claiming that they're uncomfortable. I don't believe for a second that they are. I think this is pure and simple bigotry," unquote. The short distance away, a counter-protest was being held by people claiming they have relatives at the high school. Protester Jeff Childs says boys need to have their own locker room, girls need to have their own locker room, and if somebody has mixed feelings where they are, they need to have their own also. Perry told News 4, school officials have been accommodating, understanding, and compliant with Title IX. The school offered her a private gender-neutral restroom, which she turned down.
Now that's interesting.
Perry said, "I wasn't hurting anyone, and I didn't want to feel segregated out. I didn't want to be in the gender-neutral bathroom. I'm a girl. I shouldn't be pushed off to another bathroom." Some parents have asked if it's an act by Perry to get into the girls' bathroom. Now, I gotta say, I don't think that's the case. I mean, this would be a pretty dedicated thing to do, right? To make yourself the laughingstock of a high school just to get a peep in the girls' bathroom seems pretty unlikely.
It would depend on how thorough you were in it, right? Like, you're talking about some big buff jock that makes no effort to begin changing over the way they dress.
Person is dressing the role.
Right, I get it. I'm just saying that, that person could just say, "I'm a woman. I need to be able to go in the girls' locker room to change." Mm-hmm. "No, really, I am." Right? Like, so is there a joker in that high school that's willing to do that?
Sure.
The answer is yes.
There is. But this person appears to be dedicated. She says she's identified as a female since age 13. She's in high school now, so this has at least been going on for a couple few years. And, I just feel like, and I don't mean to say that I don't consider this to be a laughing matter, but I just know how high school is. So,
sure.
When I say this person is the laughing stock, I don't mean to suggest that everyone in the school is rude towards this person. Obviously, she's got her supporters, and I think that, he or she should be able to decide. You should be able to, decide whatever you want for yourself. It's your body. You do what you want. But high schoolers are mean. And high schools are a nasty place where people feel justified in being rude and mean to one another. So that's a pretty big price to pay to go through to just take a peep in the girls' locker room. I don't think most people are willing to do that.
Okay, so I'm only imagining the locker rooms that I have been in high school.
Okay,
I don't know
it.
What they're like today, but I have been in the girls' locker room at my high school. It was
under what circumstance?
I was working with the basketball team, and this was when there weren't any girls in it when we had to go in there, but I had to go in and get something with the girls' coach from the girls' locker room. We were borrowing something from them or something. I'm not entirely sure. So I've been in there, and
it looks like the boys' locker room.
Right. It looked similar to the boys' locker room. Yeah. There were stalls for, like, bathrooms and that sort of thing.
Right.
But, you know, it was a communal shower and a large area where people got dressed and undressed.
And that's the same as the boys' locker room.
Yes. Right? And when we would get dressed and undressed in the boys' locker room, we would get completely unclothed.
Yep.
And we would go take a shower. In some cases, the coach actually had to enforce this rule. So, I mean, you know, everybody has to take a shower after playing, you know, whatever sport it was.
Mm-hmm.
And
even if you're shy and you didn't, you know, want everybody to see your junk.
Right, because you're not going to go stinking to your math class,
yeah.
You know? And so that's how that was. I don't want to be in the position where, you know, I'm not accepting of somebody who's transitioning or whatever, but I feel like a gender-neutral bathroom is a good solution here.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly does seem to solve the problems, and you know why this person doesn't, you know, isn't willing to accept that. That's, I guess,
well,
another discussion.
She is saying that she doesn't want to. Like,
she doesn't want to feel special like.
Right.
That,
she feels like a woman or a girl, so she should be in the girls' locker room. However, I would say that until she has done everything that there is to do to transition over.
You mean chopping off her penis?
Right, it's a big level of commitment,
yeah.
But then we know we're serious here, right? and you know, anybody who's willing to do that, I support, because they have a higher level of commitment to whatever this is than I would have, right? So, yeah, I got to say that I think the gender neutral bathroom is the solution here.
I got to say that the whole idea of a shared locker room with an open shower is a weird thing. Like, I, in school, never had to go through that. So I went to this gifted school in Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Toward the very...
The smart kids, they had their own little shower stalls. It's nice.
No, I don't think I ever showered at school. I don't think it was like a mandatory thing.
Would you play in gym class? Did you get sweaty?
Well, before we went to this, we moved to this school. The school I went to used to be a bunch of trailers for a while, and then they actually moved to an actual school facility. So back when there was trailers, there was no place to go and shower after gym. There was just no such. There wasn't even a gym. Like,
okay,
you know, you'd go outside and you'd do gym-like things on a field, and you'd go back to class.
Okay.
So you know, you don't have to have showers. That's just something they added later on. And I don't know. I felt weird about it. I wasn't interested in going and getting, you know, naked in front of everybody else in the school. And so I don't even understand that at all. Like, that seems kind of invasive. I mean, if we care about privacy, is the idea here. If the idea is that it's wrong to have a girl or a guy in the bathroom with the opposite sex because they might be ogling at them or something like that, that can certainly happen in a single-sex bathroom. What with, you know, gay people being in there, right?
Okay, so yes, I get that. Really, the issue is the space, the cost to taxpayers and that sort of thing. If you have, I mean, these gym classes were 50 kids.
Mm-hmm.
50 kids being able to change in and change out to their clothes and you know, take showers. You have to have 50 bathroom stalls. 50 shower stalls.
Wow,
you're gonna
that's a lot, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a ridiculous number. Whereas if you have 10 shower heads sticking out of the wall in one big shower room, then you know, five guys can circle through this kind of thing.
Hmm.
You know, who's ever in earlier? Some of them just kind of stand there. One guy gets in, then you know, steps out and soaps up. While another guy gets in, steps out and soaps up. I have shared shower heads with guys in gym class, and you know, that's just what you had to do.
That's just more intimate than I would like to get with the people in my gym class.
I hear you.
I'm sorry,
but I guess I've experienced a lot of this, having spent some time in prison, and then after that,
yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
I can see that, but prison reminded me of gym class, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Plus the fact that you're looking at you know, adults having communal showers at gyms afterwards too. I mean, there's lots of gyms out there that still have communal shower heads. Not that big of a deal. And you know, you wear flip-flops in, you hope you don't catch something awful on your feet.
Patricia Byrne, veteran gender therapist, says this is not a ruse. She says that's really important for many people to know and parents to know, that a person doesn't choose this. They really don't. They know it very early on and are in a great deal of pain. Out of concern for her own safety, Perry dropped out of the gym class. She plans to continue to use the girls' restroom. And this is going to be an issue that I think it's going to continue to present itself. We've seen colleges moving towards gender-neutral bathrooms and such, and not a lot of people are comfortable with this. But I think if you've got a stall to go into, who cares who else is in?
Right. I think that makes the difference in the girls' bathroom versus the girls' locker room.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a stall in the girls' bathroom.
I suspect
nobody's ogling anything there.
I suspect this individual is going to be picked on no matter which, you know, even if they go in the girls' or the boys'. Locker rooms. This person's going to likely have a tough time in there.
No, yeah.
Because boys are picking on each other anyway, just because they're boys. And I don't imagine girls are any nicer.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on transgendered bathrooms.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. They'll say, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. You know, we were talking about money earlier in the show tonight. In case you're just tuning in, we had discussed the ISIS gold and silver and bronze coins, which you're certainly still welcome to comment on. But we mentioned Venezuela in that discussion. And, of course, Venezuela has been a real go-to point for a good example of how socialism fails, at least the current example of how socialism fails. And how manipulating a money system results in absolute calamity for the people in a country. That's what's happening in Venezuela right now. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we'll talk more about what's going on over there, because I think it's instructive. It's terrible for the people that are having to go through it. For the rest of us in the world, we can observe it and hopefully take away a few things to learn from it. But something else you need to learn about is saveatpurse.com, where you can save 20 to 25%, even more perhaps, on your purchases at Amazon. And I have saved as much as 30% on saveatpurse.com. You can do perhaps more, or you can do less. You actually get to select the discount that you want. The larger the discount, the longer it might take to actually get the order fulfilled, because what you're doing is, with saveatpurse.com, you're spending your Bitcoin. So ultimately, you're kind of putting your Bitcoin out on a marketplace at a certain markup, and that's how you get these huge discounts. You can go and watch the video on saveatpurse.com. It'll explain how it works. I don't want to get into the details, but just suffice it to say, it works. I've done it 24 times at least on Purse over the last 8 months, and I'm an incredibly satisfied customer. I'm highly recommending it. In fact, I recommended Purse on the air before they even started sponsoring the show.
It's true.
Saveatpurse.com.
And the owner of the company heard you do it and then contacted us, right?
Yeah, which was pretty cool. Saveatpurse.com. You go there. You get signed up. That's not their regular URL. That's our affiliate link. And so you only need to go through that the first time. And then after that, you can go to their regular URL.
But why not?
But when you're sharing it with people, you can share saveatpurse.com.
Why not just continue to go to saveatpurse.com? And there's no particular good reason.
Could.
That way you can keep the name in mind. When
That's
you
true.
Recommend it to a family member, you're using saveatpurse.com. I mean, you know, there's just no particularly good reason to do otherwise.
So if you want to save big, and I mean big, 25% on Amazon, that's for real, you can do that with saveatpurse.com. The trick is you've got to have Bitcoin to make that happen.
And here's another thing is that, I mean, isn't this the greatest opportunity to introduce the ideas of Bitcoin, the concept of Bitcoin, to your friends and family? Don't you want them to be able to save 15 to 30% on everything that they need in their life? That's just about what they sell at Amazon. There's a few things you need that they don't sell at Amazon, but not very many. And don't you, I mean, this is a great opportunity. Reintroduce the ideas of Bitcoin, because now there's a killer app. This is it. The reason to use Bitcoin is saveatpurse.com.
La Cibucara, Venezuela. This is from the Wall Street Journal and published just a couple few days ago. Hours after they looted and set fire to a National Guard command post in this sun-baked corner of Venezuela earlier this month, a mob, infuriated by worsening food shortages, rammed trucks into the smoldering edifice, reducing it mostly to rubble. The incident was just one of numerous violent clashes that have flared in pockets around the country in recent weeks as Venezuelans wait for hours in long supermarket lines for basics like milk and rice.
Mm.
Shortages have made hunger a palpable concern for many YU Indians who live here at the northern tip of Venezuela's 1,300-mile border with Colombia. The soldiers had been deployed to stem rampant food smuggling and price speculation, which President Nicolas Maduro blames for triple-digit inflation and scarcity. Let me repeat that. The soldiers had been deployed to stem rampant food smuggling and price speculation, which is what the president is blaming for triple-digit inflation.
Yes, food smuggling is what the problem is.
Now, we just explained in the last hour, but for those of you who are just now tuning in, inflation is a government thing. the government is the one printing the currency, in this case the strong bolivar in Venezuela. Inflation is an inflation in the money supply. It is not an increase in prices. Increasing prices is a symptom, a very common symptom.
Called of price inflation, and often shorted to inflation. Price inflation is the symptom of inflation.
Correct. It can be a symptom of inflation.
It can be, right? So if, for instance, during the situation with the when the banks lost all the money on houses that went into foreclosure, mm-hmm. and the Federal Reserve started QE1, QE2, and then QE Infinity, and printed a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Well, those banks, all they did was use that money to restore their reserves that had been lost when they when this money disappeared, when these houses weren't worth as much anymore. When these banks had mortgages on houses. Imagine every house in the country is worth $200,000.
Okay.
And then imagine every house goes from being worth $200,000 to being worth $100,000. And the banks that have, say, 90% of those houses are under mortgage, they have $180,000 in debt on each one of those $200,000 houses. And then those banks begin to lose that money, that $180,000 mortgage they have on each house.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to lose that as people stop paying mortgage payments on houses that are worth $100,000 and they have $180,000 mortgage on. So these banks lost a great deal of value. When the government created quantitative easing a few years ago and just began, I guess the Federal Reserve did through the government, whatever, began pumping money into these banks, they were giving them money essentially to shore them up.
But the prices of the houses dropped.
The houses stayed dropped.
Yeah.
Because supply and demand cannot be stopped. I don't care if it's Venezuela.
Right.
It cannot be stopped by the United States. It can be manipulated, but you can't manipulate it forever. Sooner or later, the laws of economics come home to roost, and they tend to club over the head the people that believed those in the state.
So, Nicolas Maduro, either he doesn't understand economics, I suspect he doesn't, or he's a liar, or both. It's certainly possible that both is the case here, because it's not the price speculator's fault, and it's not the food smuggler's fault that there's inflation. People are smuggling food because of the money, the monetary policy in Venezuela, where they have set an artificial exchange rate of 6.3 bolivars to one U.S. dollar, which if you actually trade a U.S. dollar on the black market in Venezuela, you can get over 600 bolivars for it. So there's an actual value for a U.S. dollar. There's the market value, which is called the black market in this case, because it's illegal to trade it for something other than 6.3 bolivars per dollar. But that's going on all the time in Venezuela. And so what will happen is people will smuggle products out of Venezuela into Colombia or other places where they can then sell them for dollars and come back and then use those dollars in Venezuela to get a bunch more bolivars.
Sure, they're trying to use what's broken to make a little bit of money, and people are going to continue to do that.
So, Venezuela's answer is not to restore their monetary, or fix their monetary policy. Their answer is we need to crack down on the smugglers.
It's really hard once you have a problem as far as the people's faith in your currency to sort of get that back.
More about what's happening in Venezuela coming up. You can share your experiences or thoughts, observations, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I suspect it's going to get worse there before it gets better. This is Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. And don't say it couldn't happen here. You know, when it comes to the economic disaster that is Venezuela, it can happen anywhere where a government gets out of control with its printing of money and ridiculous economic controls as a result of what the Venezuelan government has been doing over decades. It's coming to a real nasty situation there where people are getting hungry in Venezuela. We don't have that problem in the United States.
Thank God.
You know, if there's a problem in the United States, it's that people are too well fed here. I don't think anybody's dying from hunger in the United States. It's pretty much that doesn't happen here, but it could as soon as the government decides to take on similar policies as Venezuela. Thankfully, they're not. I don't think they're that. I don't think they're that ignorant, I guess. They're not that desperate for the power. They got plenty of power, plenty of money. So there's more wealth to be tapped here in the United States from the people. And that's maybe one of the reasons why things haven't gone as bad as they have in other places. There's not as openly socialist policies here in the United States. It's a little bit better here. And hopefully we won't be seeing this anytime soon. But I think it's interesting and instructive to look at Venezuela and see what's happening there. Because, well, it's happening there, and it could happen anywhere else. Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. It's a prime destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. They've got community forum. They've got breaking news for Bitcoin and digital currencies, the competitors to Bitcoin, fintech and blockchain tech news. Bitcoinist has sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies from beginners to experts. It's Bitcoinist. That's the word Bitcoin followed by IST. Bitcoinist.net. As we continue here from Venezuela, the story from the Wall Street Journal, the president is blaming smugglers for triple-digit inflation, but it's the government's fault. It's only the government that can create inflation. That's an inflation of the money supply. And with the government in Venezuela, for those of you who've been paying attention to this show, you probably know already that the Bolivar in Venezuela is the strong Bolivar. And this was a new Bolivar they implemented, what, like 10 or 15 years ago, something like that?
Right.
That was to because replace the old Bolivar.
They had to call it the strong Bolivar because it had the previous Bolivar had collapsed.
They added, basically, they took away a zero from the previous Bolivar, and they made that into the strong Bolivar. So you could trade in 10 of your Bolivars for one strong Bolivar.
I kind of wonder if they're ever going to do that with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, I don't know. They've got some tricks up their sleeve to avoid doing that kind of thing here.
Because one of the problems, I mean, okay, so I was born in 1971, and when you look at pricing back then versus pricing now, you would say that easily the cost of things have increased by 10 times. But the highest denomination of bill that was in existence at the time that I know of, I mean, you know, there's $500 and $1,000 bills that are sort of floating around out there somewhere.
They don't make them new anymore, though.
But basically the largest bill that was out there was a $100 bill. Well, now prices are 10 times as much, mm-hmm. and the largest bill is still a $100 bill. And, you know, at some point or another, they're going to have to do away with cash, which seems like really what their plan is, or they're going to have to, issue some new bill. I think it's interesting they're all caterwauling about which bill are we going to use to put a woman on? And I guess they're going to do it on the $10 bill and get rid of Alexander Hamilton.
Huh.
I couldn't be happier. Let's get rid of Alexander Hamilton off the currency. But
yeah.
Besides that, why didn't they just make a $200 bill or a $500 bill?
Well, drug dealers is the reason they got rid of the $500.
Drug dealers can move money around in suitcases just fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving money around.
Well, that was the reason, allegedly, they got rid of the $500 and the $1,000 bill was because drug dealers.
Okay, fine.
So anyway, back to Venezuela, where soldiers have been deployed. And people were attacking, apparently. There have been long supermarket lines. They actually went after the National Guard. People looted and set fire to a National Guard command post in La Cibacata, Venezuela. After they've seized the contraband goods, the troops themselves become targets of increasingly desperate people. Maria Palma said that what's certain is that we're going very hungry here, and the children are suffering a lot.
Oh, geez.
She's a 55-year-old grandmother who, on a recent blistering hot day, had been standing in line at the grocery store since 3 a.m. before walking away empty-handed at noon. Can you imagine?
No.
Standing in line for 9 hours, and then not even being able to find what it was that you had hoped was going to be in the store that you were waiting in line 9 hours for. That is a daily occurrence in Venezuela. How do you get anything else done if all you're doing is spending your time trying to get the basic staples of life, trying to get chicken and rice?
Right. I mean, if you're standing in line for the morning, that's your whole morning shot. You only have so many hours in a day.
In a national survey, the pollster Consultores 21 found 30% of Venezuelans eating two or fewer meals per day during the second quarter of this year, up from 20% in the first quarter.
I bet the people in the government are eating just fine.
Right. Nicolas Maduro is well-fed. He looks very well-fed. So it's up from 20%. So now 30% of Venezuelans are eating two or fewer. It was 20% in the first quarter of this year. That's a 50% increase in the number of Venezuelans eating two or fewer meals per day in just a quarter of a year. Around 70% of people in the study also said they had stopped buying some basic food item because it had either become unavailable or too expensive. And if it's too expensive, it's essentially unavailable to you. Food supply problems in Venezuela underscore the increasingly precarious situation for Mr. Maduro's socialist government, which, according to the latest poll, is preferred by less than 20% of voters ahead of the December 6th parliamentary election.
That's interesting. So I can't remember what the name of the jerk that turned the government over to Maduro.
But he was the guy who died, you mean?
Yeah, Chavez.
We'll go Chavez.
But he was pretty darn popular. Because the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money, right?
Right, and the guy who runs out is the one who's going to get the blame, even though they've been doing it the whole time.
Right. That's basically what's happened here.
The critical situation threatens to plunge South America's largest oil exporter into a wave of civil unrest reminiscent of last year's nationwide demonstrations seeking Maduro's ouster. It's a national crisis, said Marco Ponce, head of the Venezuela Observatory of Social Conflict, noting that unlike the political protests of last year, residents are now taking to the streets to demand social rights. The nonprofit group recorded 500 protests over food shortages during the first half of 2015, 56 looting incidents, and dozens of attempted lootings at grocery stores, pharmacies, and warehouses. Even delivery trucks are frequently targeted. If people aren't outside protesting, they're outside standing in line for goods, said Mr. Ponce.
Yep, this is just more proof that people that are hungry are going to be dissatisfied with our government. And largely people that are, you know, fed and sheltered, they're not going to do that much.
The unrest is a response to dramatically worsening living conditions for Venezuelans as the economy reels from oil slump following more than a decade of populist spending that left the government broke. In past years, when oil prices were high, Venezuela's leftist government flooded markets with subsidized goods, ranging from cooking oil to diapers. It gave citizens in border towns like La Cibucara not only access to cheap supplies, but also a source of income, as many people trafficked products, including nearly free gasoline, to neighboring Colombia, drawing handsome profits.
Yeah, Venezuela still has cheap gas.
With the government now struggling to pay for imports, there is less inventory to go around. In recent days, Mr. Maduro upped the ante by ordering troops along the border to seize contraband, deporting hundreds of Colombians, whom the government blames for smuggling and shortages.
It's those darn Colombians that are ruining our country.
Yep.
And the United States. And,
that sounds familiar.
And the smugglers.
Right. So we're going to make everything better by paying more government troops to stand around on the border. That's going to stop things. That's going to make things better and economically. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Somebody's going to have to pay to feed and to clothe and shelter those troops. And I don't know where they're going to get the money from. It's not like the Venezuelan people have any.
Yeah, I wonder if the troops are... they're probably in nearly as bad a shape.
Yeah. How long are the troops going to troop if they're not getting paid either?
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We have enough time for you. The toll-free number is 855-453. 855-450-3733. Now, government of the world, can only spend so much money on so many things. They only have so much to go around until they print more out. And we certainly talked about the fiat money system during the show tonight. It is Ian and Mark here in the studio. And, if you're spending money on putting people in prison, then that's less money than you can spend on other things. And in Venezuela, where they don't even have food in a lot of cases, like the basic food items are in short supply. People are standing in line for hours at a time. One woman stood from 3 a.m. till noon and then left empty-handed because the store was sold out of what she was looking for. If you're spending money on, let's say, putting 6,000 alleged smugglers in prison, well, that's going to take away some of the money from other things that you could be spending it on as a government that might actually help people a little bit better. But this is what the government is focusing on. They're blaming smugglers for their economic difficulty. They're blaming people who are just trying to work the marketplace, a marketplace that is incredibly imbalanced and was created by the Venezuelan government's mandatory exchange rate that they've set that nobody, except for the most obedient of citizens, is going by. And according to the story at the Wall Street Journal, you've got situations with shortages. You've got people attacking the National Guard because the National Guard will take supplies from smugglers that they catch. And then people who are hungry and desperate will then catch the National Guard. And in this case, in La Cibucata, Venezuela, set fire to their command post.
This is one of the reasons why socialism is a bad idea, folks. It doesn't create wealth. Even socialists will tell you this. They hunger and they claw after the wealth of the rich. But when you've driven all the rich out of your country, you're going to need to resort to free market principles in order to build back up wealth. Look, I get it. If your country's wealthy enough, you can go ahead and steal from the rich for a very long time in order to give it to the, you know, those, the unproductive class.
That's how they do it here.
Whether they work for the government or they just don't work at all.
In the socialist United States.
And socialist Europe and socialist... Right. Every state is socialist to some extent right. or another.
There's just more wealth here to tap into.
But the free market... you know, the market that is set free is the most likely to produce the best results for the largest amount of people. And here in Venezuela, people have resorted to the age-old system, the one that really came around sort of before capitalism, which was robbery.
Might make makes right?
Yeah, because ultimately if there's enough people, they're going to overpower the soldiers and take their stuff.
Well, get this. Armed soldiers are monitoring supermarkets as part of an effort the president calls... You're going to love this. Operation People's Liberation.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to liberate you by arresting more than 6,000 alleged smugglers. According to the Attorney General's office, images of soldiers posing with handcuffed suspects and stacks of decommissioned goods are splashed on state media. Maduro, in a national address last week after a shootout with smugglers in the frontier state of Taquira, left three National Guard troops injured and pushed Venezuela to shut key border crossings. He says... We're going to get to the root of the problem. The smugglers targeted by... Yeah. By the way, the Venezuelan people are not fooled. The numbers earlier were that all of 20%...
Support this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
20%. Yeah, these are the government workers that are still getting paychecks.
The smugglers targeted by the government crackdown are called bacareros, named after a leaf-cutter ant that can carry many times its weight. The word, first used here in the northwestern state of Zulia, has become part of the daily national parlance as a label for Venezuelans who buy price-controlled goods and then resell them for a profit on the black market. Now, specifically, many of them are buying them and then smuggling them over to Colombia, where they're selling them, getting dollars in Colombia, taking the dollars back into Venezuela, where they are approximately 600 times more valuable than the official exchange rate.
Yeah.
While the government blames the shortages on the bacareros, economists say they are the consequence of price controls and a broken economic model that has left average Venezuelans with a diminishing employment options. The people that used to give us work, the private companies, the rich, they've all gone, says Ms. Palma in La Cibucata, adding that she also occasionally traffics goods to get by. She says it's not the greatest business, but we don't have work, and we have to find a way to eat. Earlier this month, Venezuela...
Right. How can you have work when everybody's standing in line for 3 or 4 hours in the morning trying to get food?
That's crazy.
It destroys productivity. At that point, you can't... When you're not productive, you can't create a business that then puts other people to work.
Right. And if you create a business, you're screwed. If your business is not on the black market in Venezuela, I don't know how you can stay in business because you have to accept... your prices have to be at the official exchange rate. So if, you know, you can't take a dollar in at 600 bolivars, you have to take it in at 6.3. And so you can't do any kind of international trade like that. You can't do a local
trade. They're not going to do that business.
Right. Lisandro Uriana had a black eye and a bandaged leg, said he and two friends were badly beaten when a neighbor's house was raided. They didn't say or ask us anything, recalled the 46-year-old father of four who lives in a tin-roofed house with two rooms. They just beat us, and we couldn't defend ourselves because they were armed and were many. I don't even smuggle, and now I can't even get up to work.
Mm.
So I guess that's part of the liberation plan, Operation People's Liberation, to liberate them from working legs and limbs.
Yeah, liberate them from being able to be productive. It's really sad. This is sort of what happens. You know, the military is a violent force, right, by definition. You point them at some people and say, go and solve this problem. You know, they're a man with a hammer, and they're going to implement the hammer. The hammer is... violence. So they're just going to use violence. Oh, turns out it was the wrong people. Well, so what? We're not responsible for our actions. That's what it means to work for the government. It means that you never have to say you're sorry. Mm. Sometimes you do, but you rarely have to say you're sorry.
The day of the raids, neighbors said residents pleaded with troops at the National Guard command post to distribute seized food to non-smugglers, but they were turned away.
Yeah.
Because the National Guard wants to eat the food.
They have families too, don't they?
An angry mob soon formed, sending soldiers fleeing before they attacked the office and even stripped it of its scrap metal.
Yep. This is how powerful your military is when finally the people rise up.
Oh, yeah.
They just can't fight them.
the military ran. These are just some isolated cases, said the National Guard general on his overseeing of the operations there. He blamed the unrest and the Bacarero phenomenon on opponents of Mr. Maduro's government. He said that many of them are being shameless. They're committing treason against our country, taking food and crossing the border. But such food fights have broken out in numerous...
You know who's treasonous against the country? The politicians who run it. Yep. Those are the people that drove it into the ground. It's true with every country.
And continue to beat these people into the ground.
Any country that's having economic problems right now, believe me, its politicians did just fine in the past. They're doing just fine now. They're nothing but parasites. They're ticks.
Such food fights have broken out in numerous small municipalities around the state of Zulia in the nearby town of Sinamacaya. I got that wrong. I'm sorry. The ground floor of the mayor's office was set on fire in early August following a wave of unrest that included gangs looting delivery trucks. The unrest, locals said, began after police detained a truck loaded with rice. Just think about this for a moment. In the United States, we have the police detaining trucks looking for plants like marijuana or cocaine or, you know, something like that. Cocaine is not a plant. I know that. The coca plant.
An extract.
Yeah. And so they're looking for drugs, and they're seizing trucks. In Venezuela, they're seizing trucks full of rice. They're seizing trucks full of food. This is it's the same prohibition. The prohibition in this case is a prohibition on taking products from Venezuela and leaving Venezuela with them.
Right. Trade. they're prohibiting trade, and when goods and services can't cross borders, troops will.
Street vendor Robert Guzman, wearing a red pro-government shirt, said the sacking was justified. We are very peaceful people, he said, but what happened was an act of desperation. I think this is going to get worse.
Resident, he's probably right.
Resident Yuslady Marquez says she too fears the worst. The basket of subsidized food the government gives her mother every 15 days only feeds her family for two. Lately, she only eats a cornmeal patty for lunch because she can't afford more. She says, I think we're going to die of hunger.
These people are starving. That's what's happening.
Do you think they'll make it to the December elections, Mark,
right,
at this rate?
By the way, I do think they'll make it. I don't know. It should be interesting. It's very close. There's a concept out there, a word out there called democide. And democide means people that are killed by governments. When they stack up the numbers, it's not the biggest killer in the 20th century. But when you look at famine and realize that famine is often caused by governments. Then you stack that number on top, then the state becomes the killinest thing in the 20th century.
855 453. Wait, what's this tonight?
FreeTalkLive.com. Check us out on the Facebook page at Facebook.freetalklive.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I've been lying here forever.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.